Well, every Christmas at my house growing up, good Catholic family, someone would read the Christmas story. Every once in a while, I'd be designated to read it, and it was like an honor, a special privilege to read the Christmas story. And so I'm going to read the Christmas story to our church family. I did last week, and I'll read it again today. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. I'll read the whole thing, but part of it. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, they came together. She was found with the child, of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say that again, Jesus.
Jesus.
And you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And so in this Christmas story is the gospel, the good news, glad tidings. Jesus will save his people, will save the world from their sins. And so during this Christmas season, in the midst of all the things, that the traditions that we do during this time, don't miss the fact about Jesus, what he came to do. Because the birth of Christ in itself will not transform anybody. And there's some miraculous things, obviously, that happened, and Old Testament prophecies that came to pass, and it's an amazing story, but in itself will not save anyone. It's his birth, his life, it's his death, it's his burial, it's his resurrection. It's believing in those things that and that he paid the penalty for our sins, believing that, confessing him as Lord, that saves us. That brings transformation. And so keep that in mind. So today, I've been talking, last week started this sermon series about Jesus, and I think it's a good thing to talk about this Christmas season. And my goal is not for you to have a kind of a warm, fuzzy feeling when you walk out of church, and isn't that nice, and you know, and I'll feel warm and fuzzy as I go shopping today. No, I want transformation. Want change to occur, for us to be different, for us to be better, to really enjoy Christmas season with our family. And that comes from within. That's not from out here that's going to bring that. It comes from within you. Now, why do we need saving from sin? Why do we need saving from sin? The word sin means to miss the mark. It's a shooting word. Sin is in the Greek here. It's a shooting word, and it means you're aiming at a target and you miss it. Now I know we all have categories of sin, and we put people because of their behavior in certain categories, and I understand that. There's just some behavior that it's just hard to comprehend, and it is so evil. But any sin, when it's sin, misses the mark. And so in God's eyes, it's all in one category. He doesn't have degrees and levels of sin. It's all off target. And the Bible says, and we don't like this part, but the Bible says the wages of sin, the wages of missing the mark, the wages of failure is death. Now, it's talking in that about physical death. It's talking about spiritual death. What is spiritual death? Spiritual death is separation from God for eternity. And another word for that is hell. That's what hell is. There's a lot to that, but hell in its basic element is separation from God for eternity. All his goodness. All that he is, his life. And so then the other end, there's the enemy, death, you know, torment, pain, agony, all of that goes with the enemy. That's what hell is. And so you think hell on earth. Anybody been through hell on earth? No hands? One hand here. Yeah, you've been through hell on earth. Well, hell for eternity is, there's no comparison. It's that same hell every moment of every day, forever. So Paul describes life without Jesus as your Lord and Savior in Ephesians 2. If you have your Bibles, turn there. Ephesians 2. Ephesians was a great book, and if you don't have any Bible books to be reading right now, you don't know what to study, always go to Ephesians. 6 chapters, read through. It's all about talking about who you are and what you have and what you can do. And so when in doubt, read Ephesians. But Ephesians 2, verse 1, I'm reading from the Amplified. Verse 1 says this, "And you he made alive when you were dead, slain by your trespasses and sins." So sin means missing the mark, failure to hit the mark. A trespass is a failure to take the right road. You ever trespassed on someone's property and they came and ran you off? I mean, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's a trespass. It's failure to do what we ought and what we should do and what we could be. That's a trespass. So you were dead, slain by your trespasses and sins, in which at one time you walked habitually. You were following the course and fashion of this world, were under the sway of the tendency of this present age, following the prince of the power of the air. He's talking about Satan. You were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience, the careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving, who go against the purposes of God. But I have these pictures because my dad, to save money, used to cut my hair. I'm not going to say anything ugly about my dad. My dad's in heaven, so. But he was the worst hair cutter. He would cut my hair because he didn't want to do it so often, because we had inspection. He used to cut, it seemed like several inches above my ears. And they called them white walls. You know what white wall tires are? I was a walking white wall tire. It was torment. The kids were merciless. My aunt used to tell me that if you eat bread crust, your hair will grow. I ate so much bread crust during that season. But that old picture, I burned all those pictures. That's the old man. That's no longer me. I'm now free. I've got hair over my ears. I'm a free man. You're a free person today. You're no longer under the bondage of sin. You're no longer under the bondage of the devil. And if you're involved in something and you feel like you can't get free of it, the devil's been lying to you, you can have a breakthrough. You don't have to walk in that because that's not who you are. You are free. You are free. You're free people. And we can live this life free. Now, I'm not saying it's easy at first telling the devil no, and you may miss it a few times, but I tell you, you start studying about righteousness, start studying about who you are in Christ, that power will begin to rise up from the inside. Then it'll come into your mind, and you'll get stronger, and you'll get stronger, and finally you'll say, "Not today, devil. I'm not giving into that today. That's not me. That's that old man. That picture's been burned. I'm a new man in Christ." If you decide to go to Krispy Kreme today, you can eat it and enjoy it. And don't be guilty. Just know what you're doing. But I can't go back to that. All right, I'm closing here. But can I tell you a great story? Anybody, I know this is more food. Anybody like chocolate chip cookie dough? Anybody? Isn't it like better than the actual thing? It is, oh my goodness. And so I've been kind of on a new workout regimen and meal plan, and we had this chocolate chip cookie dough sitting in the kitchen and no one was around. I had this image of just this big spatula and just cookie dough all over my face and just in my hair and just like sucking that thing up, man. You know what I did? You know, this power has risen up in me. I didn't even want it. I'd laugh at you, cookie dough. I'd laugh, and I'm not eating you today. Close that door. I'm growing. I'm just cookie dough's. I mean, I got past Krispy Kreme, but cookie dough. I mean, one of these days I'm gonna say, well, I don't know if I can say that ever again. Cookie dough between two donuts. I think, Corey, don't you get a burger with a Krispy Kreme donut on it or some kind of donut?
Yes, my man.
You guys are going to be hungry today, man. I'm just giving you ideas now. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus came to save us from our sins. And not just save us and deliver us and remit our sins and free us from guilt, but then he's given us power over sin. And we're growing in this. And you're going to make some mistakes, but we get back up, get back in the game. Don't let the devil beat you up. And one thing, don't go back to your past sins and let the enemy pull those things up and keep beating you down. You're free from that as well. But as we close things out today, I know we may have people watching by live streaming or people here today. I want to give you an opportunity to know this Jesus. And he changed my life over 30 years ago. Raised in church and tried to be a good person, but just failing constantly. And someone shared the good news with me about the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus, and him paying the price for my sins. And I acted on what it said in Romans. It says, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you confess him as your Lord, it says you'll be saved. And I responded that day to that, and I prayed that prayer sincerely from my heart, and I just felt like this just this weight of guilt and shame and burden just would be lifted. Now, I had to be trained and grow in this righteousness. I didn't understand that at first. But I had to start somewhere, and it starts by making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And so every head bowed, please, every eye closed. And those watching by live streaming, you can pray with us today. I'm not going to have anybody come forward today, but if you're here today and you say, yes, Pastor, pray with me, I'd like to know it. If that's you, say, Pastor, I want to pray that prayer. I want to be saved. I want to know that I'm going to heaven when I die. I want to know, be alive to God. I want that inside of me resurrected. If that's you, lift up your hand. Today's a good day during this Christmas season. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. Praise God. We'll just all stay in the attitude of prayer. And there's people probably watching by live streaming. We've had this happen that have gotten saved and have prayed this prayer, watching on a computer somewhere or on their phone or an iPad or whatever. Let's all pray this together. Let's all make this confession of our faith. Say this, Father in heaven, you are so good and kind, so merciful. even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Today, I believe in the resurrection. I believe the good news. And I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I receive your forgiveness. I receive your healing. I receive eternal life. And I receive this abundant life. And thank you, Father, that I'm free from sin, from guilt, and from the effects of sin. And now, Father in heaven, show me your plan for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, maybe you didn't lift your hand, that's okay. We're going to have some prayer partners. Come up, or I'll be at the door, or Pastor Nate or Pastor Susie, or tell us that you made that confession today. And if you're watching by live streaming, send us a message. Let us know. We want to do what we can to help you grow in your faith. What we're good at here, we're good at getting people saved. We're good at giving life, but we're also good in helping people grow in this righteousness of who you are. That's one of the foundations of this church, to help you grow as a life giver. To be a life giver, you got to know that you're righteous. You've been given right standing, and you have that authority. And so we'll help you with that. We'll help you grow in that. And I'm praying for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, pray for everybody here today, those watching by live streaming. Just thank you for your power working in them. I know there's people dealing with all kinds of things, and maybe some have slipped back into some things. I just thank you, Lord, for your help, your encouragement. They get picked up and turned around and going in the right direction. I just thank you, Father, for that we're growing up in all things, maturing, growing up in this who we are in Christ. And help the people of Good News Church, Father, to that they may know who they are, what they have, and what they can do. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.